35, 40.
I would say tons. I don't know. I don't know what you, I would just say tons. I don't know. I'm guessing I wouldn't even count that.
Bushel?
I just said a bushel.
Bushel?
Yeah,
40
bushels.
You don't really know. Okay.
You need to talk to a farmer. you need to talk to people that are more... Questions you're asking are mostly having to do more with a farm life or country life.
Yeah.
You know,
but
people
you know
that...
some of them. You know some of them, don't
they? Yeah, a lot of them from listening to...
Yeah, from listening to other people.
Other people, though. You know, not so much doing it.
Yeah. Let me see. We talked about bread. Your mother ever baked bread?
Yeah. Dough bread out of flour and water.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I used to, people next door used to do that, and Mom used to take a bunch of vegetables and stuff and make them, chop up little meat and make stew for them and take it over there to them. But they lived a lot off of beans and dough bread, you know, just flour and water mixed up and then out in a flat pan.
Uh-huh.
Take the stove and let it rise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And they just lived off that, huh?
And, you know, beans, a lot of beans, stuff like that. And other than fish, you know, and or go hunting, you know, what they kill, possum, coon, possum, coon, really anything. That was, you know, cause I remember going up one Sunday up Daddy's house up there when he lived up the road, and they were, it's Sunday morning, you know, and they were cleaning a raccoon. You know, and the people that used to live next to us, I used to think rabbits, there was an Easter Bunny, you know. The man used, Manny, they used to have a bunch of rabbit pens. We raised rabbits, too. And then they had rabbit pens. Every Easter morning, we'd go out there, and I'd have my pen, you know, or, you know, just save my rabbit. And I'd reach in and I'd get all my eggs out, you know. And, now, and I remember then, they liked, Bobby baked grits, Louisiana coffee. Louisiana coffee was something then. And I can remember the smell. It's got a good smell to it, but it's about the bitterest, crappiest taste. Like Charles, like we were sitting up there late at night, third shift. Like we'd go to be making coffee, and I know I'd bring a thermos of coffee, and I'd use Maxwell or something good, you know. And, well, my did. Mama fixed it, you know, and, you know, for me. And Charles would drink it. I drank one cup, and I didn't up in the bathroom the rest of the night. You know, but Charles, he drank. You know, he drank it up for me, but I didn't care because I just soon see it go in the, you know. So Charles, he must have felt bad, so he told me, he said, "Oh, 1 week I'll bring it, 1 week you bring it." So the week he come to bring it, you know, God, he lit and took that cap off me. God, that was a, I was finding out what kind of coffee, I was going to buy that. God, that was the sweetest, nicest smelling coffee. Now, I remember I smelled it one somewhere a long time ago. Where did I smell that? You know, and doggone. Couldn't remember what it was. So he poured me a cup full, and about the first mouthful, and I was looking for a place to spit. That was the foulest tasting coffee. And then about the time it dawned on me, it was Louisiana coffee. And a lot of people, that must be a cheap type coffee, cheap coffee you can buy. You know, people to afford to buy. And now I remember a lot of people did that. And then the man, I think, like Mr. he liked to live on welfare. He had a bad back, he said. But he was from way down the country. He wanted, when they moved down the country, they wanted to come stay for a summer. You know, he's going to take us fishing a lot now. Me and my brother loved that. You know, but Daddy didn't want to let us go down there because she wasn't very sanitary. I mean, she'd be chewing tobacco while she was making fudge. You know, if a drop or two fell in there, she'd just blend it in with the rest of it, you know. And Mom didn't like that. Didn't like for us to, you know, eat anything out because she was, wasn't that she wasn't clean, you know, chewing tobacco and all, you know. You know. You know, that kind of junk, you know. Him over there chewing his back, and all he ever did, I remember Bonanza, the first time it ever come on, I saw it at his house. So I'd sit over there, and his dog stayed in the house with him, you know, because dogs, they were bird dogs, you know, hunting dogs. He wasn't going to let them sleep outside. He slept in the house. And he had a kind of a lounge-like chair thing you might have for outside or something, but he had it in the house. Now, all he did all day, except when he got in the morning to go hunt something, sit and watch TV and lounge. She'd be making stuff, you know, and I can't remember if she worked. I think she did. Where, I don't know. And, you know, and I can remember him going catching, him bringing home possum and, you know, fishing pretty much. That then mama didn't want me to eat nothing, you know. But I was willing to try it, you know, because I didn't know anybody. It sounded like fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to do that. And he'd have pasta, you know, and